1700 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Pentagon and White House planning to retaliate for the killing of those three U.S. service members in Jordan.
President Biden blames Iran for arming the radical militants who carried out the deadly attack. He told reporters yesterday he's already decided how the U.S. will respond, adding the White House wants to avoid a broader war in the Middle East. ABC's Martha Raddatz reports a strike inside Iran is less likely than a strike in other regional countries where militants are operating.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. Overnight, the House and Homeland Security Committee voted along party lines to advance articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans say he has mishandled the border. Democrats say the charges are baseless. The head of major social media platforms, including Meta's Mark Zuckerberg and Snap's Evan Spiegel, will be testifying before senators who want the CEOs to support a bill that would require harmful material be blocked from children's accounts. Sherry Preston, ABC News. The judge in the New York civil fraud trial of former President Donald Trump says he hopes to issue a decision on damages and how much the Trumps will have to pay by today. The hunt is still on for the vandals who chopped down a statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson in Wichita. But as we hear from ABC's Jim Ryan, the statue's been found.
At least parts of it. Firefighters were answering a report of a burning garbage bin.
Shortly after extinguishing the fire, fire department saw what appeared to be pieces of the Jackie Robinson statue.
Sadly, says the Wichita Police Department's Andrew Ford,
is not salvageable.
As the search continues for the thieves, funds are being raised to replace the statue of the civil rights and sports icon. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Families of millions of college students across the country will have to wait several more weeks to find out how much federal aid they will get. The delay blamed on the rollout of new paperwork. And a Delaware judge ruling a $56 billion pay package to Tesla head Elon Musk is unfair to shareholders. Some of those shareholders sued over the pay 5 years ago. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
Couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, macfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers want to help the news industry. The Wisconsin Civic Information Consortium would create a newspaper tax credit and a local journalism fellowship program. Smaller advertising budgets and several layoffs have hurt the news business in Wisconsin. Accurate voting information's been put under assault over the last several election cycles. Rachel Ori is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says she's optimistic about the future.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they've spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
There's a bill in the legislature to require candidates to disclose when AI is used in campaign materials. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Marquette with a win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a victory over Villanova. 85-80, the Golden Eagles now with a five-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Baseball, the Brewers general manager Matt Arnold says he's excited They were able to sign first baseman Rhys Hoskins in free agency from the Phillies.
We couldn't be more thrilled to have Rhys here. And I think we talked about kind of over the course of the offseason, you know, this was the kind of player that we were looking for. You know, I mean, this is a guy that has a long track record of being a really, really good hitter. He's had some huge hits in really big games. That's what we're looking for.
NFL Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark has been named to the Pro Bowl. I asked him, how could they have dominated the 49ers offense through 3.5 quarters and let the game slip away?
Yeah, I feel like we did that pretty much the whole game. What, 6 minutes of the game? It's tough. It's tough.
It's the Packers' Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, but we'll gradually see more sunshine as we make our way into the afternoon. Our high today, 43, the wind southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. At noon on Wednesday, it's Trigvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and a big Taylor Swiftie show. Why are MAGA folks so upset? Join us at noon.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. We got a bevy of guests here. Dr. Kristen is going to talk to us about the 7 main ways to live longer.
I'm going to make you guess.
Okay. And then do we have Cliff there, Todd?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So here we go, Dr. Kristen. 7 ways to live a better life.
Is this your list or is this
public? This is from the New York Times.
Okay.
But I like it.
Do you read the New York Times?
I do.
I like it, but when Jim gives it to me, the print is so tiny, I really struggle with that.
Yeah, I get the Times. Yeah, I like it's it. If you want to know what's going on in the United States and you're not in the United States, you read the Times.
But isn't that hard to read, kind of?
I don't
you
have that.
You can make the print bigger.
Although, you know what? I went to the Dollar Tree the other day and I got a new prescription. I got 175s instead of 150s for my cheaters.
Yeah, I just want to say that I get...
But 7 pair.
I get the paper delivered. So
On paper?
Paper. I get 5 newspapers. I'm like my dad in that respect. He was a great guy, but he read the paper.
I love that too. I could read newspapers
every day.
All day.
He'd come home and read the paper. And
all right, enough about you. So now let's go to Dr. Kristen. She's going to help us live longer.
And
Jim.
The other thing I wanted. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Number one.
What do you think? What do you think?
Exercise.
Totally.
Definitely.
And how much? Is 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day? Do they give a recommendation or they just... I mean, exercise, that's pretty broad.
They say just get out and move your body. In this article, that's what they say. There are lots of different recommendations. I mean, John, you were talking about this a little earlier.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, it's almost discouraging sometimes because they say, 10,000 steps. How is a person who has a normal job, you know, you get up at 5 or 6 in the morning, you work all day, to do 10,000 steps? That's like 5 miles. And it's almost like discouraging in a certain way where it's like, oh... I'm not going to do that. Why do anything?
Well, I don't know. You get 3,000 just because of the way you live your life.
But I mean, what if you have an office job and you know?
Well, no,
you can stand. You can get up and walk around an hour.
Those things
or so.
They have on TV at 2 in the morning. Those little things that go under your desk.
No, that doesn't.
Do those
count.
Work?
That does not count.
Oh, that doesn't count. No, they're you moving your feet. They're kind of like
you are not moving your feet. Something else is moving your feet.
Okay.
That to me is like the nature's balance of exercise. Like, no.
The one I bought.
Don't buy it. Did you really?
But because I got in by midnight, I got one.
Oh, no.
One free payment.
Oh, no.
No, they made a payment for me.
Okay.
And
can you imagine all the stuff in his house?
Yeah. I want to see his basement. You know where he had the anti-clutter lady on?
Go get the
yes.
Yoga
she
mat.
Would hyperventilate if she went into his basement.
He's got a Thighmaster down there.
So I was telling my kids one time, and, I said, you guys, I was watching this infomercial and they had this chef on, and you would think that this guy's a world renowned chef because of his recipes or because of his education. I said it was because of the pots and pans he was using.
Yes.
And thank God I watched it before midnight because I ordered it and I got, again, a free payment. So I've got that guy, that little guy on this. TV.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Guy? No.
You know, oh, come on. He's...
The little guy on TV.
Anyway, yes, I have that. But it's in a box. I haven't taken it out of the box yet. Oh, so you're right about Johnny. There's stuff awesome. That I have that has to go. Anyway, beautiful. Back to you. Okay. Let me guess. I want to guess something that's going to be down on the list, but I bet it's wear your seatbelt.
No.
No?
But, I mean, obviously, you have to do that. That's the law. So you have to
do that. Well, I thought maybe. Okay. Go ahead.
I should mention about exercise, according to the New York Times, and I agree with this, the best exercise is any activity you enjoy doing and will stick with.
Yeah. I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I believe that. Mm-hmm. When it's a drudgery, it's no fun.
No, and you're not going to continue then you're gonna doing
quit.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, give me another one. What do you think?
Well, obviously, more vegetables and fruits and less red meat.
Did you see my... That's actually number two. Did you see
Oh, no, okay. No.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, wow.
True. Yeah.
See, I know what I'm talking about. I don't follow it, but I know it.
And that one particular... just like with the exercise, find things that you like to eat and eat them. Brussels sprouts...
Right, we talked about that this morning. It's actually National Brussels Sprout Day.
Is a baby cucumber a pickle?
So there are different... I'm a master gardener.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
See, and these doctors, they know everything. That's why they're kind of annoying to be around.
Let's just get her on the show.
No, I know. Just give her her own show.
Just shut up,
and then she'll just do her show.
John, I'm with you 100%.
You're the one who held her over for another segment.
100%.
I was fine with her leaving at 7.
How to feel less worthy as a man.
Right. Here we're going to go down with our head down.
Yeah.
I just don't feel good.
I didn't know women didn't have prostates. Get that point out for me. Wow. Okay.
Let's talk about your cucumber here. So my grandparents were farmers, dairy farmers, and they had a giant garden and they would plant different cultivars. So there's not one kind of tomato. There's not one kind of cucumber. There are certain cucumbers that you grow specifically to pickle. And they're different than the ones that you would pick up at the farmer's market to cut up.
Okay. Thank you. That makes my sense. Question. Yep. Thank you very much.
I got it. All right.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Give me another one. I'll give you
sleep.
Yes. That's number three. Get enough sleep.
Nice. I should be a doctor. I should be a doctor.
You should practice what you know. No, you should practice what you know. Those three things, John.
Ma'am, we have to check your prostate.
Exactly. You're so smart.
Fine.
All right, give me another one.
Stress? Anti-stress?
That's
part of the sleep part?
You know, no, I think stress is good. It's
no alcohol. Lack of alcohol. Less alcohol.
Smoking.
Well, yeah. Okay.
No smoking, less alcohol.
I'm amazed. That's the one bad thing I never did was smoke.
The one bad thing?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like you try everything else in the world. Cigarette. But I never smoked.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. Hey, Panama Red.
Okay. I've got one for you.
Okay.
Manage your chronic conditions. Like blood pressure issues, diabetes, cholesterol. Those three things are the triad of heart disease. And heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in this country. I'll say it again because it's important and most people don't know it. Heart disease is the thing that kills us. And if you can manage these chronic conditions, that will have a huge impact on your risk for heart disease in the future, especially if you have a family history or other risk factors.
And how do we manage those?
You go to your doctor for your preventive care, to your point earlier today. If you have blood pressure issues, get your blood pressure down to an acceptable level. If you have diabetes, control your blood sugars. If you have cholesterol, take cholesterol-lowering medications as prescribed by your doctor.
All of these things
are things that you can do something about.
Next time you're here, I want to bring my blood pressure machine down and have you do it for me. Because it's hard to do by yourself.
It is.
That's really hard to get that strap on and do the whole thing by yourself to give yourself. What? It is, Jim.
I have. Okay. Boy, that's like impossible. John, they make those.
Because you got to get it on perfectly. It's not made for one person.
Slide it over your arm, and then you just tighten the Velcro.
But it's hard to tighten the Velcro because then it wants to slide around. And so you need somebody like hold it in place and then cinch it tight.
Maybe you need to like put your arm against a wall or like a table. Like what I'm doing right now.
Okay, I might do that.
You can do that.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. I got another one.
All right.
Prioritize your relationships.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, I don't get that.
Me neither, but go ahead.
with your prostate. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Your friendships. It's that psychological piece. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, if you can get outside and move your body and walk around, like you live in the perfect place because you're downtown Green Bay. You go outside, you go for a walk, you can get that physical health, but you bump into people. And that boosts your psychological well-being, and your psychological and mental health are as important as your physical health.
Like so what that. She's saying, John, is when we walk into Hagemeister and you're sitting at the end of the bar by yourself, we would like you to maybe call or have a friend come and engage in a conversation, because you don't need a lot of friends, but you need good ones.
Can I just say this? Yes and no, though?
I know. I like alone time. Is that
the reason.
Alone time is important, too.
Oh, man, the reason I go to bars when I do, and it's like Jimmy C's last week, because I can't get the Badger game on my thing. And then when I got to Hagemeister's, like for that one game, that the That's NFL right. game that you couldn't get. And I would rather not talk to anybody. When I'm watching a game that I'm interested in, I would. I'm kind of like you at home. When I watch a game, I want to watch a game.
Right.
So I will say that. Also, next time, ask for a talk about the risks of sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that.
And Johnny's going to get tested.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. We're going to talk about sleep apnea. We're going to talk about prostate cancer.
But that sleep apnea, that causes, you talk about heart disease.
It does.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
You
need to breathe right and sleep and not wake up 40 times an hour and just some crazy stuff. It's hard on your heart. I didn't sleep that great. It's hard on your heart. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and those tests, that's not that hard to do, right? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you've had one, right?
I have, but it was a while. It was 10 years ago. But you go into the sleep thing, and they kind of hook you up, and then they give you this machine, and they say set it at 8 or 9, you know, and that's it.
Do you have to sleep there all night?
I didn't, because the guy was like, you don't need to stay.
10 minutes, okay.
I didn't. I went home.
Okay.
But I guess people, they monitor them all night, but he was like, no.
I'd be uncomfortable doing that, sleeping at some place.
There's drugs for that too, John.
Is there?
I mean, but
but you don't, if you can do things that help you sleep well naturally without taking a hypnotic or something that makes you sleep.
No. My point was, John said he would be uptight, nervous about sleeping in the sleep lab.
Oh,
and I'm like, they might give you something to help you sleep that just that night. I'm not talking
That's
about
true. And they now they have home evaluation tests.
Or I would rather
tests
that
as well. Yeah,
because I will say I've got I've got a sleep issue. A lot of times I'm up for how many times, Jim, I've walked in? I said, I've been up since 1:30.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I fall asleep like 9:30, wake up at 1:30, and I'm up all night long.
Yeah.
And I'll just read all night.
And there are so many different things that affect your sleep.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk about that. But hey, I wanted to mention that the risks of poor psychological health, isolation and loneliness is as big a detriment to our health as smoking, and it puts us at a higher risk of dementia, heart disease, and stroke.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I think it's part of that thriving, lack to thrive type thing. Because I've dealt with a lot of guys, you know, my old World War II veterans even, and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say that, and this would be kind of a heartbreak thing, but once they lose their spouse or somebody really close to them or whatever, do they just kind of... You know what I mean? That certain vibrancy isn't there.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Well, and the other thing I want to say is that, your friends are gone or maybe, but you can volunteer to fill that void, you know?
Definitely. That can be
a huge
part
of it. Well, yeah, but a lot of people don't know about that, you know?
But, you know, there's the volunteer center. We've had them on here. And, you know, at the new community shelter, we are always looking for people to help serve meals. And that can be what you're looking for in terms of that camaraderie.
Yes, and that ties into number 7, which is cultivate a positive mindset.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was going to actually do that at a place. Well, I was, but then COVID hit, where you meet with you sit and just talk once a week, a couple times a week for 15 minutes even with these veterans, older veterans.
You'd be good at that.
So, all right, we got to set a quick break. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. We'll be back with her, and then Mike Stepak come up at 7:34. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Night is falling and the music's calling and we got to get down, swing down.
And he listens to me.
Hey. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. I'll tell you what, they're the greatest folks you'll ever find. If you are in need, if you've got home damage, if you've got a water problem, if you had a fire, God bless, you don't have a fire. But if you do, these are the people that you need to call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. 920 Midwest is all you have to do. 920 Midwest. Full restoration services from boarding up to rebuilding. They'll first secure your property. Let's say you have a fire, boarding it up, covering all the openings and tarp, the roof structure if needed. They'll then work with your insurance adjuster to start the process of cleaning up and rebuilding your property. They've gone so far as to take that little girl's stuffed animals and get them dry cleaned and brought them back to her.
That day.
Those are the kind of things these guys do. Sump pump failure, water damage, hot water tank, pipes burst, any of these kind of things. Here's the one thing you need to do. 920 Midwest, 920 Midwest. That's all you have to do. Give them a call. They'll be there for you.
That only fixed the problem. They take care of some of the emotional side of things that are going on. Yeah, that's a great company.
Just want to go really back. Tapping into Jim's emotional side today.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Well, I just when he said something earlier about that, we're talking about companionship and stuff, and he talked about with pets, that first thing he does every morning is asks Milton how he slept.
I do. I want him to sleep well. Yeah, I
how does he answer?
No. He would never. He doesn't growl.
Okay.
No. He just jumps on my lap. He still thinks he's a little, maybe you, but yeah, I was asking Dr. Lowry, she went through these seven things that will enhance.
It's liarly, but that's all
right. Liarly. Will enhance, Dr. Kristen, that will enhance, that will enhance longevity. And it was an article that she sourced in the New York Times, which is, you know,
pretty credible.
A lot of research done in the Times. They've got quite a staff there. And I asked, were pets part of it that, because we were talking about
to help with longevity and stuff?
Yeah. And I would think yes, but that wasn't part of the article. So I, but
and
personally.
You didn't give a blanket answer on that though either. You gave it with kind of a caveat, didn't you?
But everything has a caveat,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Is it caveat or caveat? It's caveat.
But caveat, whatever. But I bet our listeners, are thinking, you know, like how do pets fit into my life? And
absolutely.
how does my pet enrich my life? I've got a couple cats and I can tell you that when my cats are gone, my kids are sad. Sometimes they'll disappear for a few days at a time. They're those kinds of cats.
Your kids?
My cats.
Oh, okay.
Also my kids. But, you know, they enhance our lives, and we care about them.
And with dogs, they kind of force you off the couch to take them for a walk. You know, they'll show up with the leash right there. You know what I mean? Like, they want to.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
I like pets. Of course, I live where I'm in the hood, so we got sidewalks and parks, and it's just an easy place to have a pet. And I like, you know, people talk to plants, I guess. I don't, but I do talk to my dog. I will say that. I do.
Milton reminds you, though, that you're needed. And that's something that we all need to feel, is like we have a purpose.
And I'm loved. He's crazy about me.
Yeah. And who isn't?
True that. Okay, John.
All right. I had to lean over and look at John and then lean back.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what you got to do? You got to do a takeoff of the old Michael Jackson song from 1972. Milton, the two of us need look no more.
I think it's Ben, but
we both found what we were looking for.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Remember that
you
one?
Hit it. You hit the high note.
Thank
Good
you.
Work.
Yes.
Woo!
All right.
Close.
So we are going to do a little bit more. Johnny and I are going to do a little bit more research. But this sleep apnea thing, I think, is, you said that was what, number three on your list?
Sleep was number three.
Yeah.
You got to get good sleep. And it could be sleep apnea. It could be for women. It could be hormonal changes. You know, as women are going through menopause, they start experiencing hot flashes and night sweats, and that can keep you from sleeping. You know what I discovered the other day? I got some new jammies for Christmas, and my jammies make a difference. I sleep better in my new jammies. I know. I can't explain it.
She got the Todd lean over to John.
Jeez.
I have no comeback for that.
No. Johnny, what do you...
Some lady just sitting next to me talking about her new jammies. You know, she's like, yep, I'm just going to let that one go.
It's okay. Finding that thing. Like, you know, science doesn't give us all the answers, but what feels right to you? And there is a placebo effect, too. So, you know, if you're doing something... Like, have you heard about the Sleepy Girl tea? I think it's called the Sleepy Girl tea. Where you mix some sour cherry juice and magnesium and fizzy water, and you drink that before you go to bed, and it's supposed to help you sleep. This is the thing that was also in the New York Times, but it's been all over TikTok.
I would try this. What is it again?
But she prefaced that with it's a placebo. It's your mind that
right. Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong.
That's
with
what I'm
saying.
Mean,
there's no evidence that it works.
Right.
Magnesium maybe a little bit, but might also give you the runs. But hey, if that helps you get better sleep, then
but there's
great.
All that nighttime tea. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. We have all that. But that can work if you believe it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there is a huge placebo effect to sleep.
Right.
Like the whole ritual of going to sleep,
right.
Like I usually take a bath before I go to bed, and then I'll sit down and I'll read a book for a little while, and that ritual tells my mind it's time to settle your body down and get some rest.
Okay.
Are you laughing right now?
The rest of us just pass out on the couch. But.
Trying to think last time I took a bath.
Right, I know. I'm glad you didn't chime in on that.
Yeah, you're welcome. There's a lot of things I'm just sitting here totally silent.
Right.
You know, one of the things, though, too, when you talk about stuff like that, it's like people talk about, isn't it? Because I'll be honest with you. I just scan my phone all the time. I'm on CNN or ESPN or, you know, looking up all those kinds of things. They say that's bad for you, too, like the blue light or something it's called.
The light activates your brain.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a really good idea not to do any screens the hour before you go to sleep.
Okay.
If you can.
Or, like this morning, I got up at 1:30, and I shouldn't have gone to my phone, but I was just reading a little bit. Knowing you were coming in a little bit, that blue light does, it activates, I forgot what it activates, but it keeps you awake longer than had you not looked at it.
I did the same thing at 3:30.
Okay.
I grabbed my phone and I'm like, oh, I know I shouldn't do
that. Well, I don't feel so bad that you guys are up in the middle of the night too. We should call each other. We'll do that.
No,
hey. How you doing?
Yeah.
You up?
How's your bath?
How the jammies?
Exactly.
What are you wearing?
Wow. Really, Jim? Oh, my God.
That was what we digressed to right now.
John, I was picking up on Todd's.
Your mom's still listening?
She does.
Maybe it's time for her to do the rosary. Wow.
Pretty soon we're going to see Craig drive by with his lights on.
Yeah.
Get me arrested.
He just parked right up there with the light shining in on us. I can see that happening. Wow.
Hey, can we talk about cervical cancer? Because it's Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. It's the last day. And there are just a couple really important things to say.
Absolutely.
So cervical cancer, your cervix is the bottom part of your uterus, not you. Hey. You don't have one, just to be very clear, John.
I know of no parts. I don't know where anything is, but go ahead.
John's very confused today, but anyway, go ahead.
So cervical cancer is most often due to HPV, the human papillomavirus, which is preventable with a vaccine that's typically given to boys and girls, because HPV is sexually transmitted. So we usually give it to people when they're between the ages of 9 and 12. And it's a cancer-preventing vaccine. And it doesn't only prevent cervical cancer. It also prevents other cancers, penile cancer, head and neck cancers. This is a really, really good vaccine. So if you are out there and you don't know if you've been vaccinated against HPV, look into it. It prevents cancer.
Is that the only one that's a cancer preventer? Because that's not something you normally talk about. It's a, you know, to get a shot to prevent cancer.
Hepatitis B also.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Will prevent cancer.
Wow.
Liver
with
cancer.
That, there's been some stuff in the news lately how some of these growth hormones and stuff have had an opposite effect, right? Are you following that at all?
I'm not.
So I think that's great what you just said about the preventive stuff, but there's some people who've taken some things that long-term studies, and some of these studies take 20, 30 years, you know? So anyway, oh, jeez.
Oh,
all right,
no more.
Dr. Lurie, always fun having you here.
Anyway,
you're the
we
best.
Gotta get you back.
Thanks
on.
For hanging out.
Yes. Two subjects next week, though. I really want to.
Prostates.
Okay.
Sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea.
Okay.
You got it.
Awesome.
I have homework.
You're the best.
Yes.
All right. Have a great week.
All right.
You too.
Thanks,
Doc. Dr. Kristen Lierley. She is awesome. Back with Mike Stiefpak from Fox Sports right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Pentagon and White House planning to retaliate for the killing of those three U.S. service members in Jordan.
President Biden blames Iran for arming the radical militants who carried out the deadly attack. He told reporters yesterday he's already decided how the U.S. will respond, adding the White House wants to avoid a broader war in the Middle East. ABC's Martha Raddatz reports a strike inside Iran is less likely than a strike in other regional countries where militants are operating.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. Overnight, the House and Homeland Security Committee voted along party lines to advance articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans say he has mishandled the border. Democrats say the charges are baseless. The head of major social media platforms, including Meta's Mark Zuckerberg and Snap's Evan Spiegel, will be testifying before senators who want the CEOs to support a bill that would require harmful material be blocked from children's accounts. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State regulators can force large factory farms to get permits before discharging pollutants, a judge ruled on Tuesday. The Kalamuck County judge found that the State Department of Natural Resources can force the permits to protect the state's waters. The lawsuit fighting the permits was filed by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business group. A Dane County judge has tossed a lawsuit challenging a handful of absentee ballot rules. The lawsuit was filed by the liberal Elias Law Group and argued that rules banning absentee ballot drop boxes and requirements for witness signatures created unnecessary barriers for voters. The judge dismissed some of the group's claims last week, and after saying they were not going to continue to challenge the rules, the judge dropped the case on Tuesday. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It's going to be mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, but we'll gradually see more sunshine as we make our way into the afternoon. Our high today, 43, the wind southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street,
this is Oshkosh Air Support,
1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Dr. Kristen Lierley. Doesn't she just make you feel like, you know, why didn't we stay in school longer? Why didn't we learn more?
Why didn't we study?
Yeah. All those things. Same thing whenever we talk to Mike Stiefpak from Fox Sports.
Another bright guy.
Yes.
We just missed out on that. Mike, Absolutely. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
You know what? I'm getting out of my old jammies, and things are good.
Good. So are you done for the year, football-wise?
I personally am done for the year, correct?
Yep. What's next on the agenda?
Well, work-wise, I've got a couple things planned for later in the spring, but nothing. I did live golf last year. I'm not doing it this year.
Okay.
So the schedule is open, but football will be around in September. Until then, we'll just have to see what happens.
So how was the season for you this year? Because you travel all over the country. I see all your things on Facebook and everything like that, which is just very cool going all around like that. And just in general, looking back on this season in the National Football League.
Great season, great games, great crew, and we think we did some pretty good broadcasts too. So Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma are outstanding, not only as broadcasters, but as people. And we always have a great time. We work real hard. We have a lot of fun, which is critical, and do the best we can. And I think we manage.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Tom Brady is going to be one of the main guys next year?
Well, he's not there yet, but he has promised that he will. Unfortunately, that means that Greg Olsen will have to take a back seat and probably get moved down to the second crew.
Who I really like. I like Greg Olsen.
He is he's terrific, great fella, but nobody, and I've said this about a lot of people I work with, but I put Greg in the same category. Nobody works harder than Greg.
Oh, that's cool.
And it shows.
And Mike, I just...
Good guy, and he handled this whole season with such grace and character, knowing that he was going to be out, but it didn't affect his work, didn't affect his behavior or personality, and... That's not easy to do, but he did it fabulously.
We're talking with Mike Stiefpak, Green Bay resident, of course, from Fox Sports.
And, Mike, you talked about how much fun you had and how great the team was working together. And your ratings were, like, excellent, right?
Well, again, yeah. And I know that the championship game last Sunday had, I think, 58 million viewers. Which is the third or fourth highest non-Super Bowl rating of anything ever on television.
58 million.
Yeah, 58 million.
Unbelievable. Guy just texted her, we will miss Greg, !
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about him that was just likable. There really was. Do you...
He's very relatable. He's very relatable.
Yeah.
It comes across, and it's true, he's a great fella. And I think his personality and warmth and excitement for the game comes through across the set.
So I don't know if you did any Packer games this year, Mike, but just in seeing them from afar, I know you were working during a lot of their games, obviously, but just what's your gut feeling having been a, you know, diehard Packer fan growing up and everything like that?
Well, I don't think anyone, including the people at 1265, I don't think anyone would have guessed that they would be in this position at this point in time.
No, right.
To be able to compete, again, anything can happen, but for them to be able to compete next year for the division so quickly has taken everyone by surprise, including me. I thought they would win 7 or 8 games, and you know, struggle. Well, they did struggle, but they overcame that and played their best football, obviously, in the last month of the season. And optimism is high.
As it should be, right? I mean, that's not a fluke. I mean, these guys are real, aren't they?
Well, time will tell, but it looks like it could be optimism for next year, which is really, that's what you want out of your team.
Well,
you want them to play well, make the playoffs, and improve towards the next season. And we have that, which, you know, two dozen teams in the NFL don't.
Right. It's not possible to be a successful team without a great quarterback. Just plain and simple. That's just the way it is. The old days of having
not with any longevity.
No,
right.
Exactly. The old days of just having this great running game and you're just, you know, a game manager, as they like to say sometimes, or you got to have that stud quarterback. The thing that tempers me, and this is going to be an old guy thing, but a couple of situations here where people, oh man, yeah, I didn't make it this year, but boy, you just wait till next year. I think of 1972. When John Brockton was basically the best running back in all of football. They had Willie Buchanan, who was phenomenal. They had Chester Markle, and they had this young team. And it's like, man, this team, we're back to the glory years. Yeah. And they spent 40 years in oblivion. And I just, nothing is guaranteed for that next year. That's what I'm trying to, even like 1989, when I was working with Lindy and everything, it's like, oh, man, look out now. Oh, man, look at this. Don Majkowski and Tim Harris and all these, look out. And again, another 10 years of oblivion, or
right.
Mike Tyson said Bolivia. But do you know what I mean, Mike? I think I'm a little jaded that I've been excited before, and you see that there's no magic formula.
Every Packer fan has experienced euphoria, and every Packer fan has experienced dismal, abysmal failure.
Yes.
And, you know, but that's life, too. But I think that there is reason for optimism and reason.
Well, that's what I'm
excited.
Saying with Jordan Love. If he keeps developing like he is, that's the reason. That's the one, like with Scott Hunter, it wasn't there. And then Majkowski got hurt and it wasn't there. All I'm saying is the football gods can be cruel sometimes when you get your hopes up.
Right. Well, nobody had any expectations about Love. Nobody.
No.
You had nothing to go on. Zero. He had shown nothing, had been given very scant opportunity. So nobody knew. Anyone who said they knew what was going to happen this year is a liar, because no one had any knowledge as to how he was going to perform. And he struggled mightily. But as the season progressed, so did he. He learned to be a better quarterback, learned how to manage games, as you mentioned, and just he has talent, which is something that's why he was drafted, but it was unproven. And this year, you saw smatterings of lousy play, and you saw more optimism and more evidence of quality play.
Agreed. I don't want to correct you, Mike, because you're the guest, but John Mino saw something in Jordan Love a long time ago. You really did, Johnny. You always liked his footwork. You said this guy's...
That's because he picked up a tab.
I just thought, you know, you need two things. We had Lynn Dickey on here a week or so ago, and he talked about, you know, the accuracy is the number one thing, and that Jordan Love really looked good for a while. And he had two bad plays in that game against the 49ers, and that cost him the season. I understand that. But early on, you could see he's got the NFL arm. He's got that live arm. He reminds me of one of those. I still think some of the greatest athletes in the world are like shortstops in Major League Baseball. When they can go to their right, go into the hole, pick that thing up and pivot and just still make that strong throw. I mean, that's like a God-given thing. You can't develop that. And I feel like Jordan Love had that early on with his arm and his mobility. And I always thought the other things could come. You know what I mean? The accuracy you can work on. But you can't just say, I'm going to work on getting a strong arm or have great feet.
You know, you've got to have natural ability,
yeah.
And he does. But I don't know if I saw that early this season, John. I mean, I will question that. I thought his performance early on, other than week one against the Bears, that next half dozen games, he was awful.
Well, he's very inaccurate, but he still had that arm and that mobility where it's like there's still something here to work. Think about a Justin Fields. I don't see anything with Justin Fields that's going to parlay down into a great NFL quarterback. Do you?
Well, no, but I think coaching is the problem there. And I think that part of the answer as to why love has progressed or progressed so amazingly well during the season is because the coaching staff and the offense and the confidence that they had in him, and that showed itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to ask you, because, you know, we're here in Green Bay, a lot of Lions fans here. Just your comment on that Campbell's call and not going for the points. And I know you got to be non-partisan.
No, I can speak freely. I listen, and I'm going to reiterate what a lot of people have said. I mean, that is his way he goes about business, and that hasn't wavered. And so I'm not going to question him for doing it. It's unfortunate it didn't work out for the Lions and their fans, but that's the kind of coach he is, and that's why his players love him. That's why the front office loves him. That's why the fans love him. Now, he may have lost a few after the game on Sunday, but I believe he'd do it again. And it didn't work out, but if it would have, you know, and they would have won that game, everything would have been a 180, and he'd be called the next, you know, coach on high.
What?
But I don't disagree with it, because if he had altered what he had done earlier in the year or throughout the year and made different changes because of whatever reason, then I think, you know, I would have had been less impressed. But that was a great game, an awful second half of the Lions, but a championship game.
What did the locket say that Fancy's mom gave her?
Say that again.
What did the locket say that Fancy's mom gave her before she sent her to the brothel? To thine old self be true. To thine own self be true.
That he was.
You know the Reba McEntire song, Fancy, Here's Your One Chance?
I've never seen that.
Fancy, don't let me down.
Plastered on any brothel that I've been to, Jonathan.
Yeah, right.
Everybody, Todd, you know that one, right? Fancy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And that's what it said. Yeah, to thine own self be true. So I think that's...
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So that's what Dan Campbell did. He was true to himself, and he showed his guys, I'm not going to all of a sudden show a sign of weakness now. We've been, you know, pedal to the metal all season long, and we're going to do it this way, or we're going to go down this way. They unfortunately went down that way. But again, other teams have to be saying to themselves, man, there is no, you know, yellow streak down this guy. He's going to do what he needs to do. And Detroit needed something like that. My God, the Wayne Fonts era, and you go Ron Marinelli and even Steve Mariucci, and you go on and on and on. None of those guys had what he brought to the table. And you needed that punch in the face towards that organization in some ways to turn things around. And that is what he did to get those guys to believe.
He turned it around, and it was, that's him as a person.
Yep.
And take it, because they would not have had the success without Campbell.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I did totally. So, can you tell us who's going to win the Super Bowl? I know you guys can't bet. Even though it's in Vegas, they kind of keep... Didn't the NFL put the smackdown on the players and coaches?
Oh, everybody. Nobody is associated with thinking
like they can't
bet. No.
And
nobody.
Then I was reading that the media hotel, they put you in the Lexer, which kind of a dive. You know,
the Lexer? I've stayed in the Lexer. I like it.
But there's the Bellagio. There's,
well, okay.
They're a little upset about that. Have you read that, Mike? That, you know, the media hotel, they're not real happy with what's going on in Vegas.
Well, when I go, normally stay at the Vegas Y. So anything.
All right.
The
all right,
Flamingo right. Down on Fremont.
Is better than that. But I think the Luxor has seen better days, but so has Vegas, although that stadium is spectacular. Well, you know, you can't really gripe too much about, you know, accommodations at the Super Bowl, because they're not paying for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure there were better available, but I think the fans will experience a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as winning, I don't know how anyone can bet against
Kansas City.
Home range.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
They've won in on the road, and they have improved. Since they had their little gray area at the end of the season. And I think they're the team to beat. And I think they may win by 8 points.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Mike Stepak, Fox Sports. Always fun having you. Are you going to be doing some substitute teaching again this year in Green Bay?
I look forward to it. Yep.
Great.
I think that's awesome that you do that. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you, Jerry.
You got it, buddy. Mike, please don't be a stranger. Love to get you on more, okay, buddy?
All right. Have a great rest of the day, fellas. Mr. Mayor, good talking to you.
All right. You too, Mike.
Thanks, buddy.
You.
Mike Stepak, Fox Sports. Always great talking to him. Always insightful. Always honest. And those are kind of guys that are
just a good guy.
Just a good guy. Yep. All right. We got to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a big year for the Fox Cities Chamber.
Everything we do will have the 150th incorporated in.
Chamber Executive VP of Marketing Laura Wiegert joined Mino and the Mayor to celebrate and share some history.
There was a Menasha Chamber, a Nina Chamber. They merged. The Appleton-Nina-Menasha Chambers merged in 1976.
Wiegert says events will be happening all year to take a look back at the Fox Cities and look forward to more success for the area.
We just want to tell our story. For us, that's a big
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Because as the mayor said, people just don't know what chambers do and who they are. And we want people to know how we impact the community.
Congratulations on 150 years. You can learn more about the anniversary at foxcitieschamber.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on 750. Coming away, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app, 34 degrees in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh, and the forecast is
awesome.
Incredible.
It's almost spring, and I know it's going to snow again, but still, these next 10 days are going to be get out, walk,
bike. We're going to be biking. You got a bike? Why not? We'll go biking together.
Bike,
I would go biking with you.
Yeah. No.
I'd go biking with you. I'd go biking with you.
You talking to Todd?
No, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
No, I would go bike. No, we could do. We go biking and we put Milton on a leash and he can like run with us.
No.
Why?
We'll
go really fast and make him run really fast? No? All right. Hey, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what. Now is a great time to get them to come on over there and double check exactly where you're losing your heat. That's the main thing. Come on over, give you a consultation, which is absolutely free. Check them out. Go on and give them a call, WIPella.com, WIPella.com. They've got some spectacular deals taking place. Now is a perfect time to get them. Come on to your house and see what you need. Pella Windows, they are the best, personally verified by Mr. Mayor.
Well, then do. They have a great customer service. They got quite a selection, different price points. And as I said, no matter what you do, it's worth the investment because your heat bills, if you're losing heat out of your doors and windows, which is where you are losing your heat in your house, people do look at the roof line and, oh, there's icicles, we got to insulate. That's true, but the biggest heat loss comes out of the windows and doors, and that's been studied till hell won't have it. And,
Go ahead.
I'm just saying that, and to get them in for free,
yes,
right? Just come in and say, look, it's going to cost you X.
You bet.
And, yeah, I just, we like I said, we did that years ago. And
just looking forward to tomorrow. Adam Alexander will be here at 7 o'clock. Adam is one of my really great friends. Adam is literally a hero of mine. Adam suffered a traumatic injury in Afghanistan, literally was shot in the head, was given a 5% chance to live, to even survive. Wow. And he's not only survived, he has thrived like you can't believe. And he was selected by J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt wanted to send somebody on his tab to the Super Bowl. And our good friend Adam Alexander was selected to go to the Super Bowl courtesy of J.J. Watt. Can't think of anybody that deserves it more.
Well, and two great guys, right?
Oh, two of the best. Two of the great guys.
J.J. Watt and Adam. Yeah, that'll be fun. So we're talking to him tomorrow.
Yep. And
that's
then at 7:30 tomorrow, Todd, what are we doing at 7:30 tomorrow?
This is Uperty.
Yes.
Okay.
He's got that voice.
He does.
I'm telling you.
He does. So,
this is awesome. Uperty tomorrow morning at 7:30. I've got a whole bevy of questions for our two contestants. I can't wait.
And give us, you give.
No, I'm not giving any more questions.
Well, what was the one, though, that we talked about?
No, because maybe they weren't listening.
Okay.
I don't want to run out of questions.
All right.
No. This is going to be fun.
That's going to be fun.
All Uper-related questions.
And the grand prize is
Golden Pasty.
The Golden Pasty, which is
Amanda's working on that for us.
Plaster Paris.
Yeah. Plaster Paris, spray-painted gold pasty mounted on a plaque.
And, okay, this sounds like Uper.
Is this our theme? I like it. A little banjo.
A little Deliverance. Wow.
I like it a lot. Welcome to Uperty. Ladies and gentlemen, let's meet our first two contestants. Born and raised in Ishpeming, Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
I'm looking forward to it.
I wonder how people who...
Well, listen to all these little special effects. Jeez. Sounds good.
Todd, what'd you do yesterday?
I have to tell you this. Amanda has taken this whole thing to the next level.
Okay.
So I said to her, I'm like, find some music, find some sound effects.
Love
and
it.
Then we were going to call it Uper Jeopardy. And she goes, no.
No.
You got to call it Uperty.
Yeah, I love it.
That is great.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
It's going to be interesting, John, to see how native you have to be to get these right.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us, I mean, everybody knows the pasty, but I don't know your questions. You haven't given them to me, although I am the judge if there's a tie.
Todd, would you print him off a copy of the
I've
questions?
Got a copy.
Oh, you've been whining all week.
I have. I want to see those.
I
okay.
Need a copy.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see people in our listening area.
Dad won't give me a copy.
If in Appleton and Oshkosh, how much they know about the UP.
Yeah. Well, it's, these people know.
I know they know. No, that's what I'm saying, Johnny. That's because they hail from there.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if other people are going to know. It's going to be, we're going to learn something tomorrow. Maybe that's my point.
Absolutely. And then we really hope to get Nick Baumgartner on soon. I just read his book last night. Tremendous book called From Iron to Gold. He's from Iron River, Michigan.
Yeah.
And won a gold medal in the Olympics in 2022 on what he said. He was 40 years old when he won this gold medal. And it's one of the best parts of this is he thought he was done because he fell or came in at fourth or something on what he thought was going to be the last run of his entire Olympic career. And he like cried for 20 minutes before he could even do media interviews because he thought he let his son down. His whole inspiration was his son, okay? And he thought he let him down by not winning a medal. He kind of promised him a medal, and he just was shattered.
Wow.
And he finally composed himself afterwards, and they said, hey, you might have to do another race tomorrow. He's like, what do you mean? Whatever. She says, no, we're doing team competition. The women and the guys team up for like a relay type thing. Mm-hmm. And he goes, really? I didn't even know about this. And they're like, yep. And we're putting you with, I can't remember her first name, but Jacobelius is her name. She's the greatest snowboarder in history for the United States. But she was the one, I felt so horrible for her. I want to say in 2012, she was on her way to winning the gold medal. I mean, it was just right there at the finish line. And she does this move kind of like it's a hot dog thing for snowboarders. But that's part of their flair is to do that when they're winning. It's like, hey, bleep you, look at this.
Spike the ball. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she did it, and she crashed.
Oh.
She got so ridiculed by the national media. It was horrible. And she's this wonderful girl. She has this big, big curly lock of huge hair. And she used to grow it like that because then she'd give it to those people that make wigs out of her cancer people.
Oh, nice.
Just this wonderful person and just got massacred. So she was his partner, and they went out, and they won the gold medal.
That's great.
Yes.
So what's he going to talk about since he just told the whole story?
I think the Packers season.
Okay, all right. No, that's going to be great to have him on.
Yeah.
You talk about the emotion
in his van to save money to be able to compete.
I know.
Yeah.
That is going to be fun to talk about perseverance. And
yes.
I mean, I'm sure there's multiple times he was like, what am I doing?
Oh, multiple, right? multiple.
And they keep going.
Yes.
Yeah.
In work construction. He was a concrete guy. He did everything possible.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to get him on soon. That's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. And then that Uperty is going to be fun tomorrow. So are those in-house guests? Are they coming in?
I hope so, right?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
That'll be fantastic.
That will be fun.
We got to roll up the red carpet for them, Todd.
We do. We do. And plus,
so I have to go get some red carpet? Is that what
I got? But Grenier, you know, Director of Public Works, oversees the parking utility, oversees the bridge lighting, oversees a lot of snow removal. So we have to be nice to him, but I don't know if we're going to play customer Uperty. I think if he wins, he wins. If he loses, he loses.
All right. I'm going to Amanda, how are we doing on the Golden Pasty?
I don't think that it's gone very far.
Well, Oh, that's fine.
He's looking for a print.
Okay.
And we will bring something in.
Okay.
Could be interesting. And I've got a lot of other stuff, too.
Okay, awesome.
Some great overnight stays in Wisconsin Dells. And we'll get that to our contestants and everything, too.
Wow.
So we're going to get them some good stuff.
I'd take one of those.
Yes.
Wow.
Those are for the guests.
We have
guests.
That Chula Vista thing, too, that we're going to.
We'll say we're giving it to them. Let's just
bring the kids or wives. Yeah. That'll be fun. Hey, the other thing that, Todd, that we have to, this is down the road, but this trivia, and it's kind of fun because we learn from each other, but we have to do a trivia on leap year.
Okay.
That sounds like fun.
Guys.
Hey, good morning. It's time for leap year trivia.
All right. I tried. Okay. Okay, you
Thanks,
pretty.
Everybody. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Mine on the mayor. See ya.
your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning.
Weekdays from 6 till 8.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.